Well, this year, it's a great initiative that we have an Australian stand, and I actually think it was Minister Bignall's suggestion after he visited last year that we should attempt to have an Australian stand. And, you know, it's not totally complete, but we've got people from, obviously, a big representation from South Australia, some New South Wales and Victorian producers. So it's a step in the right direction. You know, when you look around the rest of the exhibition, every country, you know, America, even some of the European ones, Turkey and Spain and places, they have a national presence, and then all of their provinces or states fit in underneath that. So this is a good step in the right direction.
When you talk about the producers that are there from Australia, what industries or sectors are we talking about?
Look, we've quite a range sector here, quite a range of sectors. We've got, obviously, wine and beverages. So we've got Bickford's and a number of small wineries. And then we've got Lowkey Flowers, Tucker's Biscuits, a big presentation from the seafood industry. So we've got Tony's Tuna and the Prawn Co-op and Natural Oysters from Coffin Bay. So it's a good spread of South Australian. And then the Australian producers, we've got some honey people, Book Farm, and with some snacks. We've got the Almond Board of Australia. So, you know, we've got a good cross-section.
You mentioned before some of the other countries that obviously have stands there. Who do you think are our biggest competitors when we talk about exporting to China?
Well, look, I think, I mean, clearly the big countries like the US and some of the big ones out of Europe, you know, France and the UK and others, and Italy are big competitors. But, you know, it actually opens your eyes at these big exhibitions that every country is a competitor. You know, I walk in and there's a, you know, Sri Lankan stand and Turkey and some of the South American countries, and Argentina has a huge presence. So, you know, we are competing with every other country, and that's why I think it's so important that we have a national stand, because the name Australia, you know, everybody knows where that is, and then there's no reason why, once you've got that sort of, if you like, big stand, then all of the other states and territories can plug in underneath that brand.
We obviously have big exports to China when it comes to seafood and wine and various other industries. Any other niche products or emerging potential future earnings for our state and for Australia that you've come across while you're there?
Well, look, you know, clearly the big ones are the sort of, you know, the bulk commodities. Obviously, meat's still a huge one, and you know, grain and wine's quite large, very large. But, you know, you'll see, I think, in the space and for value-added products, you know, food manufacturing, I mean, we probably certainly don't compete when it comes to terms of labour, but innovation and a quality raw materials, I think you'll see some opportunities in that sort of value-added product as well. Seafood clearly is in huge demand. I mean, you know, seafood's a big part of Asian diets, and you know, I think we've got some real opportunities there. And you know, with maybe not so much wild catch fisheries, but certainly in the aquaculture area, with things like you know, oysters and tuna and the rest, but there's some real opportunities. The sort of inquiry and the interest from the participants yesterday was exceptional, and of course for things like prawns and lobster, you know, they were very excited with what they could see.
And in terms of the free trade agreement, much talk about that and how it may open more doors between Australia and China and trading there?
Yeah, look, there is a fair bit of talk about it. And, of course, a lot of the tariffs come off over time at different rates. So the full effect of it won't be felt for probably 4 or 5 years when the final, you know, it gets to its final resting place. But I think that's why there's, and look, the Almond Board said they couldn't compete with California until a free trade agreement with Japan and Korea was signed. For that reason, they said they simply couldn't do it. So they've come from a trade show somewhere in one of those countries to here in the last few weeks. So the free trade agreements will provide a whole range of opportunities and make us, you know, the playing field, I guess it'll never be perfectly level, but certainly much closer to being level. And, you know, our products are as good as any in the world.